we've seen enough of Rabbi to believe that he's got huge potential. You cannot underestimate how difficult it is to take somebody from an island like Fiji and plonk him into the UK, particularly on days like we had at the weekend where it was snowing. And it was the first time he'd ever seen snow, so it's going to take a while before we really see what he can do in terms of his maximum ability. But we have all seen enough now. Physically, he's a big, powerful man. He can carry the ball well, but he's also a really good footballer. And there aren't many people like that. Sometimes you get a very good footballer in the centre. Sometimes you get a very big, powerful ball carrier. I think he's got the ability to do both. So it was important that we secure his services for the next couple of years quickly. And he's a really nice lad. He's settled in well with the rest of the players. And I think for the future, it'll take a bit of time this year to settle in, I think. But for next season, I think it should start with a real bang.
Presumably, it's always a gamble when you bring any player in, but when you bring in someone that's a completely change of culture and never mind anything else, it's even more of a gamble.
It is a gamble. That's why if you can get them in for several months before you commit to signing them, it is much better. So we've been pretty lucky with the Richard Muwagutu tier and with now Rabbi Fatiaki. We've had him on short-term, say, 4 to 6 month contracts, and it gives them a chance to see whether they can settle into the Worcester way of life. But more importantly for the coaches, it gives a good chance for us to assess them, not only how good they are, but their characters as well. Because you can make mistakes as a coach and get somebody in that just hasn't got the right attitude, and it upsets everybody else. And the key for me is to have 35 or 36 players whose attitude are all absolutely superb. That when, like a referee's come in today to work the players, he said, what a fantastic bunch of players your lads are. You don't want arrogant people, and you don't want people that don't work hard, and you've got to have the best possible group in terms of their attitude and work ethic. And having seen Rabbi, he's got all the qualities that you would need from a rugby player.
Was he made of snow?
Not very much, I don't think he was. His poor hands, he couldn't feel his hands. I mean, I did feel for him, must admit. He had literally never seen snow before, let alone play rugby in it. And I think his hands were just lost the feel. After about 10 minutes, he lost the feeling of it. But he'll get used to it, won't he? A few more days like that, and he'll soon be hardened to it.